I'm Brian Clark from Curzon Consulting. I'm pleased to welcome Jenna Skinner from the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner for Hertfordshire, where she's Head of Commissioning and Victim Services. Jenna, you've been leading a successful initiative that's making a big difference by reducing violence against women and girls in Hertfordshire. And I know this is part of a joint initiative with Bedfordshire. And we'll be talking to your counterpart, Tara, later. And this approach is delivering impressive outcomes.
The Chrysalis Centre has been an innovative partnership project between Hertfordshire Police and Crime Commissioner, Bedfordshire Police and Crime Commissioner, the local authorities from both areas, supported by health, supported by probation and other key strategic partners. We decided at that point to join up the thinking about domestic abuse perpetration and prevention, and particularly focus on prevention as a key driver to victim support. I think historically and contextually, we've thought a lot about the support for victims and the support for perpetrators as separate issues, whereas now I think that the more modern way of thinking about this is that you cannot achieve one without addressing the other. So everything that we do in terms of work with perpetrators is to protect those who are vulnerable to abuse in our societies. And to do that, we developed a solution whereby we introduced a hub and spoke model. So rather than focusing on a specific intervention or a specific cohort, we commissioned a suite of interventions which looked at a variety of offenders' needs and offenders' demographics, so that we had a program that was applicable to all those who support or indeed be referred to support. The point of a triage hub, they would work with a dedicated case coordinator who would work with them comprehensively to understand and know them as a person and understand their needs, their drivers, and their exhibiting behaviours, and then be able to refer them directly onto one of our suite of interventions that was most suited to them and to their needs, but also importantly to the needs of their family and those that they were offending against.
That's a huge undertaking.
Yes.
But it has been successful. Do you think you could extend this approach to other forms of domestic abuse? And really, you know, does this have the potential to grow both in scope and scale?
Certainly, we're seeing both results and interest, which would suggest yes to that question. You mentioned the 80% reduction in our control group, and that has been the result of 3 years now of delivery of this project, and also really, you know, intensive and scrutinised evaluation. So that statistic of 80% is a very true one, and it's measured against a control group. So the results speak for themselves, and they are. They are incredibly strong and compelling, but not only the 80% reduction we're seeing in VOG-related crime, we are also seeing a reduction in other types of crime amongst that cohort.
Jenna, one area that's capturing a lot of attention at the moment is child and adolescent to parent violence and abuse, or CAPFA. I just wonder whether the approach that's been successful leading to violence against women and girls, whether that might be extended to cover CAPFA.
Yeah, it's a really interesting area, and one that we introduced as one of the interventions in our programme, because we had recognised before we built the initial model that actually we were seeing an increase in harmful behaviours displayed by children towards their parents. And it really is an intervention on multiple levels, in the sense that it's about stopping that harmful behaviour in the family unit, in the household, as it presents itself today, but also giving the family as a whole the tools to deal with conflict in a healthier way. Talking about really early intervention and prevention, making sure that that child then doesn't go on to display violence against women and girls, behaviours in later relationships, later in life. when we first introduced it, we had an idea of what we thought demand for that particular service would look like. And what has actually come through the programme has far exceeded that initial estimation of demand.
So, what can be achieved? To answer this question, we've got Alistair Robertson, who's a director and lead scientist for i3 Analytics. Alistair works extensively with police, local authorities and central government. He's a member of the Kent Police Independent Advisory Group, and he's been running his tape measure over the effects of this remarkable project. Welcome, Alistair. What can you tell us about the benefits of the work done by the Chrysalis Centre?
So what we wanted to do with this piece of work is reflect the fact that the Chrysalis Centre is a centre of excellence. So we needed an evaluation methodology which reflects the best possible standards. So the first thing that brings to mind straight away is to make sure that everything is fully compatible with the Magenta Book. First thing we did was we took individuals who had been through the programme. We then constructed a control group of individuals who were similar on all characteristics, except for the fact they hadn't been through one of the Chrysalis Centre programmes. What we could then do with that is we could do a comparison between the control group and the treatment group. And we could look at what happened before the programme and what happened afterwards. Looking at the measures in two different ways, we saw overall a 58% reduction in the overall amount of crime being committed. And that included an 81% decrease in domestic abuse. So this is the crucial point. It's not just a significant reduction in the amount of domestic abuse. It's also transferred into other types of crime, especially other types of violent crime. The second thing we wanted to establish is the value for money. So what we looked at is we looked at the Treasury Green Book and we looked at a lot of the supporting materials on that, including particularly information about the cost of crime. And when we applied the cost of crime figures onto the reduced amount of crime which was being committed, what we came up with some really important, I think, significant findings. First of all, for every pound spent on the programme, there's a return on investment of between 62 pence and £1.26, depending on the assumptions that we make and how conservative we are about those assumptions. Overall, there was a £3.86 million return to the local economy. The benefits to taxpayers of the programme in the first per year are almost 2.4 million, and the overall benefit to society exceeds 22 million. So with those figures, we can be fairly positive and this is a programme which is not only reducing the amount of crime, reducing the amount of harm. Those benefits are cascading beyond the original intention of domestic violence. We're seeing those benefits spread out into other areas of crime. And those reductions in crime are sufficient to make this a net cashable saving into not just policing, but other parts of society as a whole, which can make this entirely self-sustaining and a rational business case for continued investment.
So you've developed a whole range of software. Yourself to
yep.
your company, I should say, to automate this process. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So we have a suite of products, one of which are fully integrated, and they can work with any police data set from any force. So it's fully interoperable. What it does is it takes information about the individuals, it pre-processes that, makes it completely secure, fully encrypted. What it will then do is say, I want to know everybody that meets a set of criteria or meets a risk threshold. Having surfaced those individuals, it will then say, this is an individual of a specific type, and it can make a suggestion to a human, and the human can then say, actually, based on that recommendation, I think the right thing to do is to put that offender on this programme over here, because that's the one where they're most likely to have the biggest impact.
Next, I'm pleased to welcome Tara Malshew from the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner for Bedfordshire, where she is a commissioning lead. With a growing emphasis by the government on reducing violence against women and girls, I'm sure many police forces will be considering their options. So I'm keen to ask you why it felt it was a good idea to set the service up the way you did.
Thank you. Firstly, I'd just like to say that victim work is paramount to everything we do and remains a key focus for police and crime commissioners, including ours in Bedfordshire and Hertfordshire. However, often through the victim work we do, blame and responsibility is put on a victim to move themselves away from the harmer. to move them, themselves into refuge, seek support, and step away from the experiences that are impacting them. Often you hear things like, why don't you just leave? Or why haven't you stepped away? Why have you gone back? And instead of asking what can be done to help stop the harm. So throughout this, there is a need to challenge and prevent, in line with the VORG agenda, escalation of harm by engaging with the harmers at an early stage. And the Chrysalis Centre and the interventions within allow us to do this.
And you're really converging on my second question, which is really about the big issue that this presents, isn't it, really? Is should we emphasise prevention more in our response to violence against women and girls? And I think you're saying it makes sense to do that. But, you know, the challenge is, well, if we do that, does that mean we're actually just getting soft on crime?
Through prevention, we're able to reduce harm, reduce escalation of harm. We're able to reduce the impact on a victim or repeat victimisation by addressing those behaviours early on. Interventions such as the Chrysalis Centre and suite of interventions within allow people to be challenged at an early point of their offending, which enables a different trajectory to be identified thereon. The VORG agenda that is being introduced is here to protect women and children and focuses on tackling abuse, identifying misogynistic behaviour and addressing those behavioural roots to make sure that we can prevent it happening, which is key to that agenda, working with victims to improve their own well-being, but also addressing harmful behaviours throughout. In my opinion, this should be seen as an enhancement to punitive options, which penalise the harmer for their behaviours. Policing is there to address those punitive roots. We're looking to improve community relationships and improve the value to victim and offender engagement through how we work with them both. This can improve investigations and it can improve outcomes and it can prevent re-harming people and re-victimisation themselves. And it's the same with perpetrating. If you don't stop the thing that's causing the problem, you're never going to stop the problem. And every victim out there should have the right and access to support, but we can't stop creating victims in a cycle of offending if we don't stop the behaviours that lead to that offending in the first place.
I want to leave you with three short reflections. First, supporting victims remains absolutely central to everything we've discussed. But as Tara put it so clearly, if we only help people live with harm without addressing what causes it, we risk allowing cycles of abuse to continue. Done properly, prevention strengthens victim support by stopping further harm and preventing new victims being created. And it works best when police, local authorities, health services and specialist partners act together. Second, precision matters. One-size-fits-all approaches don't work. The Chrysalis Centre shows that when you understand why harm happens and match people to the right interventions, outcomes improve, not just for victims, but for families and communities. And finally, this is evidence-led work. Independent evaluation shows substantial reductions in domestic abuse and wider violent crime, alongside clear value for money. Demand is high, interest is growing, and the principles behind this approach extend well beyond one place or one type of harm. If we're serious about breaking cycles of violence, prevention, precision, and partnership have to be part of the solution. This is how we reduce harm, not just respond to it.